This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Talza. The U.S. state of Kentucky's governor says the death toll from this weekend's tornadoes continue to rise. At least 74 people were killed in the state during a devastating cluster of tornadoes. At least 14 people are dead in four other states, Illinois, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Missouri. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear told reporters Monday that it could take days to tally the final death toll because of the sheer devastation. President Biden is pledging his administration will do whatever is needed to help the states ravaged by these tornadoes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the Oval Office, the president pointed to a map of Kentucky's hardest hit areas.
The devastation is stunning.
He'll see for himself Wednesday with a visit to Kentucky. He's already signed emergency declarations for the state and says the message is clear to other states hit by storms.
Whatever they need, when they need it.
Besides lives lost and property damaged, the president says he worries about the emotional toll on survivors.
Peace of mind of people. Being able to actually put their head on a pillow, lie down on a bed, and be able to know their kids are going to be okay.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The leader of UK's opposition Labour Party on Monday added his voice to the government's in urging people to get their coronavirus booster jabs. Keir Starmer also confirmed his party would support in a vote in Parliament the return of some rules and restrictions for England. The rules fall under the government term Plan B, which brings in mandatory mask wearing in public spaces and transport. His announcement came after a similar address by the Prime Minister. This is VOA News.